Good morning, good evening, Sand Fam. We are on Sandel podcast number 49. I have with me a familiar face, someone who has been on the podcast before, Mark Bago from all the way Sandel podcast number 12 for SIP number 12 about the Sandbox Academy in the Philippines. Do you recall? We'll get into some of the details, but if you recall, he was seeking funds for to do a Sandbox Academy, pretty much a game design workshop in the Philippines, and it would be a series of workshops in that country. And it passed. So it passed. He is in day number 2 of 4 of the first workshop, and he has some exciting news to share with all of us, some updates that we can... That we can share with everyone because it's pretty cool. I had a lot of fun assembling this for you all and all the content that he's been sharing. You'll see the impact of our funding from the DAO to him and all what he's been doing with those funds. So today the scope of the talk is a SIP follow up, so a follow up to SIP number 12, and also it's a celebration. A celebration of success that the impact of what the DAO funds have been used toward. A disclaimer is that Mark and I do not represent the Sandbox game or the Sandbox Foundation. We are not your financial or legal advisors, and nothing we say is to be taken as financial legal advice. When we say the word SIP, we mean Sandbox Improvement Proposal. When we say the word DAO, we mean Decentralized Autonomous Organization. And when we say the word SandFam, we're talking about the Sandbox community, those who participate in the people, product, and purpose of the Sandbox ecosystem. That ecosystem is I divide into three sectors: the people, which is all the way from gamers, the Sandbox team; the product is everything from the game client to the DAO; and the purpose is what was originally established in the White Paper 2020, also some remarks by Sebastian Bourget, Arthur Madrid, and Yatsu, that to empower creators and to bring culture and gaming together. And boy, are we doing that in this episode. All that together equals the ecosystem. And this episode is about the game makers and voxel artists under the people sector and the DAO itself under the product. I guess it'd really be VoxEdit and game maker. So I'll move that because of the way the workshops are being done with those two products. Scoreboard and checkbook have not moved because the DAO team is DAO admin team is hard at work at implementing the delegation system. So those will be returning back to those next week on the 27th. But today's episode is about SIP number 12, a follow up. So I'm your host, Lanzer, and today with me we have a return of Mark Bago. Mark, welcome back. How are you doing?
Hey, Lanzer. It's been a while.
It has.
Yeah, I'm so very happy to be back here. And I have a lot of fun news to our SandFam. So let's do this.
So without further ado, then. So SIP number 12. It was all the way back in the beginning of September. I mean, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
SIP number 12. It passed, so we had the biggest thing is that it passed quorum. That's the biggest thing of all, and it passed it pretty healthily, but also it did pass with a yes vote, and what it did was it authorized the work, a series of game design workshops within the Philippines that Mark has calls the Sandbox Academy. He's been doing it for quite some time on his own dime, just, you know, teaching people about VoxEdit, and game maker, how to build within the Sandbox ecosystem. And there you have it right there, a recent picture of him and Seb at YGG, and it looks like a student from one of your workshops.
He's actually the brand manager of the college where we are conducting the workshop.
His name is the brand manager. Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Jeff Eugenio. actually recruited him to be part of Sandbox Academy. He's actually very good, and he's very willing to help me out, you know, in terms of marketing, doing, creating videos, you know, all of that stuff. Yeah.
It must be the camera angle lens. I'm so sorry. And his name is Jeff?
Yep. Jeff.
Jeff.
J-E-F-F. Yep.
Jeff. All right.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for all your hard work in the Sandbox Academy. So let's start with a video update of Mark, who I think is just a couple days old now. You'll see a video here of him updating you all on what's been happening these past couple days. It's like I said, he's just completed day 2 of 4 of the first game design workshop at the first school. So here's him just a couple days ago.
Hello, Sand Fam. We are on day 2 for our Sandbox Academy game design training or workshop. So this is batch 2.
We're going
to be doing some parkour game, simple parkour game. And they will be receiving like 1,000... just 100 pesos. Yeah. So they're doing good.
They're very busy.
All right.
So there's a little video update, which we'll be getting into back and forth between Mark and I now. Here's some pictures Mark sent me. You can see, even though I blurred their faces just out of an abundance of caution, but Mark has already, and they've all already agreed to, let their faces be plastered all over social media. But this is them. Was this day 1 or day 2?
I think that's day 1. That's day 1. Yeah, the video earlier.
Yeah,
it's actually just yesterday.
Oh, just yesterday. Friday. Oh, geez. All right. So this, you can see like over a dozen students at this point. I think looks like between 20 and 30 students just right there.
Yeah.
Then here it is in front of the school. You can see the Sandbox Academy banner and it looks like a sign in. Is that Jeff over there in the blue shirt?
No, I think that's not him.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's somewhere there.
Looks like a sign in sheet, sign in table. And then here you can see two students working within. Looks like the Sandbox launcher or a mixture of VoxEdit. And
That's VoxEdit.
Yeah, so people working on within the product right there just a couple days ago. And then here's a second picture. Looks like another cohort or a different day, the Sandbox Academy. And then...
Still day 1, but that's... the third class.
So you had multiple classes?
Evening class. Three classes.
Three classes in a day?
Two and a half hours per class. Yeah.
2.5 hours per class. You did three classes in a day.
Yeah. Started in the morning, ended up in the evening.
Gotcha. And Is this the superintendent or who is this on the right?
That is Mr. Emerson Panacio. He is the president and CEO of NCST, National College of Science and Technology. And he is the very first person that I've talked to about the workshop. An hour meeting. It was like so very enthusiastic and very eager to have, you know, a Sandbox Academy in their college. So he gave me a big yes to start up right away.
A big supporter. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here you see them in one of the classes working on some things, going through the class process. Here's another angle of them doing that again. And we have another video we wanted to share something that will start kicking off the questions. So it looked like right there, first of all, are you speaking Tagalog? What language are you speaking in school?
Yeah, it is Tagalog, yeah.
All right, so even though you're speaking Tagalog, and I don't really speak Tagalog except for como esta, and mabuti, and even though you're speaking a different language, what was clear is that the student asked a question and that you came over to help the student understand something. Do you remember what it is that you were explaining?
Honestly, no. I already forgot because, you know, a lot of students there always raise their hands, you know, to ask questions. And I just, go around the lab or the inside the room and just checking what they're doing. You know, if I found something that I think, they're struggling with, I already, instead of them calling me to ask questions, I voluntarily, tell them that, hey, this is what you need to do. Like, yeah. So that is what I do.
So you help them if they are struggling.
Yeah.
So like any good teacher and facilitator in schools. So there's an example of Mark helping one of the students who asked for some help and explaining the curriculum. So let's get into that. Explain to me the process. What does the workshop, how is it going? What happened? You gave me a lot of updates, but please in your own words, and then we'll go back through all the other stuff you told me.
Yeah. So as for the workshop, there's really, there's really no process that I'm actually, following. Because what I wanted to do is, to make the workshop fun and not boring. And so that the students will not feel that they are learning, but instead they would feel that we're just there, creating games, sharing our games, and then just, again, having fun. So the only, the process that I followed was on the first day when I do a presentation, like a slide that I created in Canva. And there's like a welcome video from our dear country manager, from Sandbox Southeast Asia, Mr. George Wong. He actually recorded a video. I should have shared it to you earlier, but
that's okay. Yeah, next time.
So after that, I told them, the our agenda for the 4 days of workshop. So, and by the way, San Fam, I'm very sorry. The schedule, the process that I've written on the SIF wasn't followed, but I actually made sure that, every end of the workshop, the students will learn something and they will be competitive in terms of, building games, especially, joining a game jam. Because that is what my mission is, actually, to breed, new raw talents of game designer for our community.
Yeah. Well, what's clear is that you're doing it. So even if you didn't follow the timeline exactly, just looking at these pictures alone, you already hosted two of the workshop days. How many people have you taught so far?
First I was expecting there are 80 of them who signed up online. And then when I started the workshop, there are other like walk-ins just wanted to join in, and I was like, they were like, hey, Sir Mark, is it okay if we join your class? So I was like, no problem. As long as there's an available computer, let's do this. And then, what else? Yeah, other than, college students, there are also senior high school students who also, joined us, and they're actually very good. Yeah, those three guys are actually good. They're still in high school. So what else?
So AD signed up. There were walk-ins. How many have attended so far? I think you said 91 have attended?
91. Yeah, 91 in total.
91. So just classes 1 and 2. I'm sorry, days 1 and 2?
Yeah, days 1 and 2.
91 people you've taught so far, days 1 and 2.
Yeah.
91. Wow. All right.
Yeah, so, I couldn't say no to those students who really wanted to join me. But, the student council who also helped me out, they're the ones, just telling them, hey, we can still do the workshop after this. We can do part 2. And I was like, yeah, why not? Let's do it. Because there are a lot of, students who are eager to join and learn. And I would like to shout out to the student council, the Junior Information and Communication Technology Council, and the NCSD Esports Club. They helped me out with everything. They're a very big help.
And so you only expected 45 people, did you say?
Based on my SIP, what I put there is a minimum of 20 students, maximum of 40. So,
because you're already well over that.
Yeah, I was like, when I saw the Google response, I was like, geez, is this like 80 students? And there are also like other students who also would like to join in. I was like, yeah, sure, but you need to get in touch with first with your student council if they would allow it. But I'm all good. I'm all good with that.
And so you wait. So your SIP said a minimum of 20 and a max of 40. Was it per class or per workshop or per day?
That's only per class.
Per class.
For one class.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but instead, 80 people signed up, and then there were 91 total if you include walk-ins, just in 2 days alone.
Yes, that is right.
So and you. This one is, funny this thing. Is, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. One funny thing is that, Jeff, the brand manager, he told me that because there are two labs, two computer labs. He asked me if it's okay that we use a microphone and connect it to the other room so that we can accommodate two classes at once.
Sure.
So I was thinking, yeah, we can do that, but it's I don't know. I think it's very unfair for the other students on the other room that I will not be able to interact with them personally. So yeah. So, I told them, we can just focus on one class, and we can do three classes for one day. No worries. So, it was fun. Yeah, I actually enjoyed it. The only problem on my day one, I almost lost my voice. My throat really hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I really don't care. It was fun. Yeah.
So you, okay, all right. So let's get this math. So your SIP projected a max of 40 per class, but so many people signed up that you ended up doing three classes in one day, and across 2 days of your 4 days you planned for the workshop just at one school, you've taught 91 students. How many more do you expect to teach by the end of day 4?
Actually, they told me that on Monday, on day three, there would be like instructors from the college who also wanted to join. Because, yeah, Mr. Emerson wanted Sandbox Academy to be part of their curriculum. So,
whoa, at the local college. What college was it?
Yeah. National College of Science and Technology. Yeah, that's the college I'm doing the workshop right now. So yeah, I was like, yeah, that is actually one of my plans. It's like the trainer program.
Yes, it is. So, that is most definitely a train like, the trainer.
Yeah, I remember that. We talked about that on our last podcast. So I was like, yeah. Let's do this so that when I go to the next university, you know, the other trainers that I will be training will continue the workshop on NCSD.
And they want to hire you on as their lead trainer?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy, Mark. That's crazy
awesome. I know. I know, right? Yeah, like, yeah, sure. And you know what? One other thing would be, like, Mr. Emerson, he told me that, hey, Mark, did you finish your college? I was like, no, I was undergraduate. He was like, study here, finish your college here. It would be for free. I was like, I'm too old to finish that, sir. I was like, I don't care, study here. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm also, like, thinking of, you know, continuing my college and finishing it at NCSD.
And so that you can become one of the professors? We're going to be calling you Professor Mark?
That is, I don't know, it makes me feel old. Yeah. I don't even want my students to call me sir. I wanted them to just call me Mark. And, by the way, the other students who are not participants or attendees to the workshop, when I walk around the campus, they're calling me as Sir Sandbox. It's like Sir Sandbox.
Yeah. They call me Sir Sandbox.
Sir Sandbox.
I'm going to write that one down. So tell me, Mr. Emerson was the president?
President. Yeah, president and CEO. Yeah, of NCST.
Of NCST, National College of Science and Technology.
Yep.
Got it. Wow, Mark. Wow. That right there. I mean, you can just tell from the pictures, but that right there, this is what, for those of you watching, this is what impact looks like. This is what it looks like to put our SIP dollars toward teaching the next generation. When we're looking at the ecosystem, not only are we affecting the product, as in using BoxEdit and GameMaker, but we're creating the next generation of game makers and voxel artists. Right there.
Yeah.
You're witnessing the teaching happening. And then you're also, you have a lead on now Mr. Emerson, who's the president of the college, wants you to finish your degree so that you become not just Sir Sandbox, but Professor Sandbox, and teaching it at the college, I guess, full time? Like in the future, as an instructor of some sort.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, so what's the part about the 2 weeks they're going to the assembly hall and the award winners? What's that?
Oh yeah. So the agenda for the or the schedule of my workshop is day one, we go we do basics on VoxEdit. And then, you know, some presentations and then introducing the students to the Sandbox and also Sandbox DAO. And then on day two, we go to Game Maker. So we just do the basics. And then on day three, which be on Monday, on Monday, we will go advanced game maker mechanics. We go to the system, and then on day four, so we will go to the assembly hall. Because, let's go back to day three. Day three, I will announce the start of the internal game jam for NCSD.
Oh, you're going to do an internal game jam. Okay.
Yeah. So they have 2 weeks to do their own game. And then on the fourth day, after 2 weeks, we'll go to the assembly hall. I will announce the winners. We'll do the pizza party. So what else? Yeah, I'll also give them like certificates, like physical paper certificates and NFT. And by the way, I would like to shout out to one of the best voxel artists and sandbox, Julianto, Indonesia. So he'll be the one creating the NFT certificate asset for our students.
So they're going to get an NFT certificate, the winners.
Yep, that's right.
And that NFT certificate, is it going to be like in the sandbox or something? Where they get to? Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to mute them. So I think I'm going to just use like a common catalyst to save the funds. Yeah. And by the way, on the fourth day, I will also give them the Sandbox Academy t-shirts. Yeah. All 91 of them. And of course, I will also give t-shirts to the faculty and the student council.
Yeah.
A token of, thanks.
Yeah. You know what? I want to do another follow-up sometime in the future, but I want to see a video of the presentation of the awards, if possible. And then I want to see that trailer from the day one. So that's just earmarked for next time. Doesn't even have to be the first school, but I want to show people that too. Cause I think that would be awesome. Sure. But cool. So you're day two of day four. Day one is you do the basics of Vox Edit, and you introduce students to not only the sandbox, but also to the DAO. That's cool. Yep. Day two, you do Game Maker. Game three, you do advanced Game Maker mechanics, and then you announce the internal game jam. And then they start 2 weeks to build a game. Day four, you go to the assembly hall. You announce the winners of the game jam.
Yep, that's right.
So day three. Okay, so then between day three and day four is 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so you're gonna return back to this college or this school, in 2 weeks. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, and that's where you'll announce the winners, the pizza party, hand out the t-shirts, and the winners will get a certificate. NFT certificate in the sandbox.
NFT certificates and like a paper certificate,
paper. Okay, NFT and paper certificate. This is really well thought out, Mark. This is really well thought out. Sir Sandbox, huh? Sir Sandbox. That's funny. I'm gonna call you Sir Sandbox from now on. All right, and then you tell me about the part where you talked about, you have a college-wide talk about what the sandbox is. Was that on day one?
Oh, I'm planning to do that on day four. So that will be on day four. That will be like a town hall. I will be inviting, the students to attend just to, to educate them what sandbox game is,
of NCST.
At NCSD. So everything that I'm actually doing at NCSD, I will also do this to the other universities. So,
and that's you want to, what do you want to do there? You want to teach them about sandbox or what?
Yeah, just try to introduce them what sandbox is, and then of course. I will let them, register and create an account for Sandbox. So that would be So those would be the players. So since I'm already there, why not, you know, not just register builders, but also players, right? To make the community, you know, bigger. Because, you know, in one university, how many students are there? Like more than 1,000?
Yeah, more than 1,000. Wow.
Yeah. So why not, you know, let register them all?
Mark, I'm just going to say this out loud. I think you should, when you register them, give them your referral code for Alpha Season 4 so that you can get the referral rewards.
I don't know that. Do you have that? I'm not aware of that, the referral code.
Oh my gosh, Mark, let me show you how to get to that referral code. And then you have everyone register with your referral code. I think you've earned that much. I don't think that's unethical at all. That's just my opinion, but I mean, you're the one teaching them, so you should get that. Right on. Good, 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 good. So you're going to conduct a town hall inviting all of the National College of Science and Technology students to introduce them to the sandbox and register them. Their register accounts and to add them to the SandFam community. Then they become SandFam as gamers at the very least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Using my referral code.
Go ahead.
Using my referral code.
Yes, using your referral code. Cool. Cool. That is an awesome, awesome update. So that's the Sandbox Academy. And tell me, how many more colleges or how many more workshops are you going to do?
Well, based on my SIP, that would be I have 5 more because I have indicated like 6, right? So one university for a month, but I don't think you would be able to like follow the you know, that number of colleges because I think there would be more.
You think there will be more? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't be shy at all. If you start to run out of funds at like workshop 5 and you have 4 more, don't feel the pressure to take all that on with the budget you've asked for. If you get to that 5th workshop and you have 6 more, I think the community would appreciate seeing a SIP for the other 5 or however many. That's my opinion, but I don't take this all on by yourself, especially it's clear you're creating new SandFam members, like not just 1 or 2, 91 by day 2, 91 students.
Yeah.
And then not to mention how many are going to come to the town hall on day 4, the whole college that you're inviting, all the new gamers that were registering, dude. Ask for more money once you complete that 5th workshop that you asked for in the SIPs. Don't take the rest on by yourself. Just my opinion, but I would highly advocate for that.
I will. I definitely will. Oh, by the way, I was also thinking that, you know, if it's not on the assembly hall, because I think the assembly hall can only accommodate like 200 students. So most likely, if they would allow me, I'll do it on the open grounds. So it's like a concert for Sandbox.
You're definitely
going to
lose your voice there, Mark. You're going to lose your voice there for sure.
That's fine with me.
Wow. All right. So there's some residual questions that I had just from us talking about our updates. Let's go to... So the first college wanted more than just a workshop. So NCST wanted more than just a workshop. What do they mean by that?
They wanted to like make the Sandbox Academy like a, do you call that term, like a special curriculum or elective for their students. Yeah.
At the college, like an actual elective course.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Wow. I mean, that's just impressive, man. That is just impressive. Mark.
Yeah. I really can, you know, have done this without your, with the help of SandFam, you know, and, you know, Sandbox DAO, every single people who helped me, especially, you know, Mr. Emerson Atanasio. I actually gave what am I going to do here, you know, and what I will be teaching. I was like, so very thankful to them and overwhelmed as well. I was like, they have a lot of plans. So I will share it to you on our next podcast. NCSD has a lot of plans.
Good. Good. So I'm starting a video, not video, I'm starting a list. So for the next podcast, we're going to talk about the opening trainer video. What was the second thing? The award ceremony. And the award ceremony, if possible, or just pictures or a video. And the third thing was you wanted to share, what was it you just mentioned?
I forgot.
Me too. You know, I'll go back to the recording and then I'll make sure to say something.
That would be great.
So we'll put a reminder. Look at the third thing we talked about and forgot about this time. Yeah. All right, good. Very good. So they call you Sir Sandbox around the campus. And after you finish your degree, then you become Professor Sandbox around the campus.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Likely, yeah.
Will then become Professor Sandbox.
but I'd rather just teach, because instead of me learning or finish my degree, why not just use that time to just teach the kids on creating games, right?
Yeah. But Mark, I don't think you should feel bad at all about taking care of yourself. You are clearly taking care of SanFam right now by teaching the kids. And that doesn't stop. If you choose to continue your education, there's no problem with that at all. I don't think you should feel one bit bad about it.
I'm too old for that.
I can understand that part. I can understand that. At some point, it's like, younger days, in the younger days.
Why not? But now, I'd rather just, teach the kids, the next generation of game designers.
All right, so tell me about Sandbox Academy, Saudi Arabia. You mentioned that. What's going on there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So remember, before I started Sandbox Academy, I conducted a small workshop for our friends in Sandbox Saudi Arabia with the help of Mr. George Wong. And then he connected me to Mr. Bilal Yama, the country manager of Saudi Arabia. So I've conducted a 3-hour crash course for Box Edit and Game Maker. And then one of the participants is actually he's into crypto and NFT and metaverse. Mm-hmm. He reached out to me and then he asked me, hey man, can you create a game for me? It's a social hub. I was like, yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. So I created one for him. We call it the crystal or the glass room, which I also posted on Twitter. And there's and then he told me, hey, what's your wallet address? Your Ethereum wallet address. I'm like, I gave it to him without, And then he sent me a talent fee for the for the experience that I've created, that is not yet finished yet. So I was like, Jesus. I was very happy because during that time, I really don't have a fixed job. So yeah. And then that is where our relationship, grew. And then I was we were already planning what to do about, Sandbox Academy, Saudi Arabia. So it will be, so I'll just go ahead and replicate what we're doing here at NCSD. But the only difference is I will be teaching trainers in Saudi Arabia. And there will be, you know, the trainers will be, you know, teaching sandbox in their own language. So in Arabic.
In Arabic, and yeah, there, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that is one of the plans. And I don't know if it's okay if I also share this, but we are also planning to like join an event in February. It's like a crypto event in Saudi Arabia, and they will be asking me to go there. So it will be my first time to get outside the Philippines. So it's very exciting times.
Yeah, it sounds exciting.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I just had a guest on. It was one of the delegates. I believe it might have been Crypto Mo, who mentioned an interest in also connecting with you to start a Sandbox Academy. I think it was Crypto Mo. It might have been Hervé. I have to go back, but I've done. Oh my gosh. 10 delegate interviews in the past 7 days. So my brain is all smushed right now, but it was someone just the past few days. We talked about Sandbox Academy and how they would be interested in doing that with you. So I asked them, I think nice. I asked them to reach out to you. I'm sure I did. So man, so the Sandbox Academy is growing already into Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And then I remember in the chat one day you were talking about that with, I think, Roxy in Ecuador.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's also, like, very interested to have Sandbox Academy in Ecuador. And also, two of my friends, Anna and Joyce, he's from India. So he is also a builder from Sandbox. And then the other one is Pepper. From Indonesia, so they're also, you know, wanted to have Sandbox Academy. Yeah.
I think you stumbled upon a real idea, a real thing that is taking root. So not just a Sandbox Academy in the Philippines, but you doing train the trainer events to different trainers in different countries. Who themselves will like maybe oversee a branch of Sandbox Academy in Saudi Arabia and perhaps Ecuador and India and Indonesia. Wow, man. This is so cool. This is so cool to see this idea turn into real impacting real people and real lives and real students.
True. I actually didn't expect that to happen. It's like, I know that, you know, I'll be conducting like a regular workshop for like 20 to 40 students, you know, but compared to other workshops that we have done before, I really wanted to, you know, to have to let the students, you know, know almost everything about Game Maker and not just like a one-time deal of a workshop. So that's the reason why for NCSD, I've asked them, the student council, to create like a group chat for all of the builders, so that if they have any questions for me, I can go ahead and, you know, answer them, even if you already have finished the workshop. And if I have the time, I can also go there, you know, to ask questions, assist them, especially if they are already planning to like join the game jams for global.
Gotcha. And what just occurred to me is I want to buy one of your shirts. I want to buy one of your shirts so that when I podcast, I can wear it.
I'll give it to you for free, but. Yeah, but how much would it be for me to to spend for, you know, when I send it to you. I'm not sure. You're in the U.S., right?
I'll pay for the shipping. Yeah, I'm in the U.S. I'll pay for the shipping. That's okay. Just, I want sure. Probably a couple shirts because of how much I podcast now.
Sure.
But yeah, I would love to wear the Sandbox Academy shirt. Okay. Great.
I love that.
There's one topic left. I didn't see any community questions that we haven't already answered. There's one topic left. Something I noted. I've been paying more attention to this lately as I've been kind of watching different videos of different people. Like I watched a lot of Shannon Snow, who's the CEO COO of World of Women. Love World of Women, by the way. I run around with my WowG avatar all the time in the sandbox. But not just listening only to her, but also Ina Moja, who is on the advisory board, and Shannon Snow is on the special counsel, and then talking to Dr. Loretta Chen, who's the advisory counsel. She's one of the founders of Smobler. Yep, Smobler Studios.
Yeah.
So something that I noticed while talking to them and others, just watching other videos, is the male to female ratio and trying to encourage more women, more females into the space, not just crypto, but gaming, where the numbers, they're not as represented. They're underrepresented. And I think what I remember, I was trying to find the exact quote, but I remember a recent video I watched of Shannon Snow on a podcast where she mentioned that usually that she's seen for about 40%, like max, 40% max on Discord is far lower of a female to male ratio. So 40% female, 60% male. When I was looking at some of your pictures, I noticed there are a lot of women, female students. Can you tell me about that? What are you seeing there?
Actually, here in the Philippines, we really don't, you know, measure or gauge the number of men and women, because for us, it's like they're, you know, we're all at the same level, you know. So yeah, but one thing that I've noticed with these girls at NCSD, they're quite good, especially in Vox Edit. I was like, I want the boys. Like, hey, boys, be careful with the girls here. So I showed them their work. Just like the boys were like, oh, okay. So and what they did, some of them, is they, you know, talk to the to the other girls, and you know, some of the students, they already have formed their own team, like collaborating for the game jam. So
okay.
Yeah, I was so very happy to see them at early as day one, they are already collaborating, you know. And it's a mix of boys and girls in the team. And then what else? Yeah, as for the ratio, yeah, I think one of the class is almost, you know, the majority are girls.
Wow.
But we'll see. I'll go it in the, you know, on our last day, I will we'll have a picture so that we can, you know, we can actually see how many boys and girls are in the class or classes.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be, wow, that's pretty cool. So as early as day one, the girl teams are already collaborating together, and you've already see signs that the girls have started a girl team for Game Jam that's going to start on day three.
And not really, it's a mix of boys and girls. Okay. Not really just girls. Yeah, a mix of boys and girls.
Okay.
You know, doing collaboration.
But one of your classes looked like a majority of them were girls.
I think one of the class.
One of the classes.
Because we have to be,
That's cool.
Three classes. Yeah.
That was just something I noted that I wanted to just talk with you about, because you can already see they're collaborating right there, the three girls. Mm. And then there's other girls working by themselves, and some working with, you know, the boys, and Just it was an interesting thing that popped in my mind as I was watching. But clearly, man, you are onto something. You are clearly onto something successful here. The Sandbox Academy, I think, can become a flagship for education and student education, let's call it. But you're expanding into Saudi Arabia, potentially Ecuador, and potentially Indonesia and India, and you're doing train the trainer events. This is something that could become a worldwide SanFam international thing.
One of my missions, to have Sandbox Academy be known globally, you know, because again, there are a lot of raw talents, you know, in every single country. And, you know, but the thing there is that they are not aware what Sandbox is. So one of the mission of Sandbox Academy is, you know, putting Sandbox Academy into their doorsteps, you know. So this is what we do. We'll teach you how to do it. So on my first day at NCST, they are not aware what Sandbox is. So, but when they have researched what Sandbox is, that is the time that they got interested. It's like, let's try to do this. Because it's very rare for, you know, a group or organization to go to one college and teach, you know, game design for free. So what we're giving here is like, they're actually surprised what we are doing. It's for free, and they get, you know, free T-shirts after the,
they get pizza and T-shirts.
Pizza, T-shirt, and they have, you know, they will also have the, they can add this experience or this training to their portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Their resume. Start building their portfolio and resume.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Mark, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Salamat for taking the time to show us what's been happening and all the good things you're doing. This is what impact looks like. I mean, you go straight to the Sandbox DAO, and then you go to the vision of the Sandbox DAO. It says, we've imagined a world where our vibrant community of players, creators, owners, and brands shape the future of the platform with us. This is you doing that. One community, many parts, working with impact, empowerment, transparency. You're doing all four of these things. So I will not
be able to do it without the help of you guys, you know?
Yeah.
All of us are.
You're empowering those students. You're impactful to the both SanFam and the community. And this is so cool. I'm so, so happy for you. So thank you for sharing this update, and I look forward to the next one and bringing Sandbox Academy to the international community.
Yeah, it is my pleasure. So so again, my mission is to make Sandbox Academy global so that we can introduce to them, you know, the game maker and Vox Edit, so that they as well can be a game designer. And again, I wanted the Sandbox Academy to be free, you know, so just to share to the other people who want Sandbox Academy in their own country. Let's do this. What's it called, that term, pay it forward? Is it pay it forward?
Pay it forward. That's right.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
So everyone, this was Sandel Podcast 49. I had with me here Mark Bago, who is the founder and director of Sandbox Academy, known as Sir Sandbox around the campuses that he's teaching right now. He's currently in day two of day four of the first workshop of five that he asked for funds in SIP number 12 that passed. And so this is him implementing the SIP. And also, I know the Sandbox DAO admin team would love for you to share your results with them so that they can update the SIP thread to share those results on the forums. So they do that frequently when updates are given, and I have no doubt that they would love to do that for this. So thank you. Yeah. Salamat, my friend.
Walang anuman kaibigan. Actually, I'm already also updating the SIP 12 on the forum. I'm adding pictures and videos there.
Good.
Yeah, just to share to the SAN fam. Oh, by the way, before we end the podcast, I would also like to share the there's one thing that I've discovered during day one. It's like I let the students, get inside the classroom and just let them, do their own thing. Play around with VoxEdit for 15 minutes without me teaching them. And I was like, when I entered, I was like, okay, they are good. And then after I have taught them the basics, on the last 15 minutes of the class, I asked them to do another, another asset. And then I compared to the ones that they have created 15, on the first 15 minutes of the class. And it's like, they exponentially, improved the way they do their art or their asset. So I'm also doing this for Game Maker. I'll just let them, first 15 minutes, go ahead and click all the buttons, and then do anything that you wanted to do, try to explore, and then I'll teach. And then the last 15 minutes, I'll go ahead and ask them to, to apply what they have learned. And yeah, I think it's a, very good, style to, on how to teach them. So it just came to me on day one.
That's cool. I want to add that to our next follow-up. I want to see a piece of a Vox art asset that they created the first 15 minutes. And I want to see that same student who created one at the end, if possible. That way we can show the improvements. Dude, man, what better way to show the impact?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Cool. I just added that to our list.
Perfect. And I'm also doing shooting a live video on what they're doing, because that is what Seb told me when we met here in the Philippines and Manila. So he asked me that, hey, if it's okay, try to take a video on on the screen of the students. We can actually see what they are doing, and that's the reason why I asked one of the the president of the student council, her name is Nicole. So she's the one taking videos and of the the screen of the students and what they're doing in Game Maker. It was a Seb's request. I did it. It's actually good.
Very good, man. Very good. Well, thank you again for your time. And I just updated the thumbnail to make sure that, and remind me, what was the gentleman's name that you went to YGG with and took the picture with Seb?
Jeff. His name is Jeff. Type it.
So Mark and Jeff at YGG with Seb here just a few days ago. And that'll conclude Sandow Podcast 49, a SIP follow-up of SIP number 12, the Sandbox Academy, working through their first of five workshops at just one college, already taught 90 students.
First of many. Yeah.
So, salamat, and hope you have a great day, Mark. See you again.
You too, sir. Thank you very much. Much love.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.